I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey there! The film Helena from the Wedding is writer-director Joseph Infantolino's feature film debut. It stars Lee Tergensen, Paul Fitzgerald, Jillian Jacobs, she's from NBC's Community, and the always incredible Melanie Lynskey. I got a chance to talk to Joseph and stars Lee Tergensen and Paul Fitzgerald at this year's South by Southwest. Both Lee and Paul have resumes a mile long. You've seen Lee in everything from Point Break and Wayne's World to HBO's Oz and Generation Kill. And Paul has been a guest star in shows like The Mentalist, Fringe, and Medium. The film is about two newlyweds, played by Lee and Melanie Lynskey. They begin to question their relationship as they host their friends in a remote cabin over New Year's weekend. For a first-time director, Joseph has done a remarkable job. The acting is so natural that it looks like someone from the cast shot it over a weekend getaway and put it all together and made it into a movie. For that reason alone, you should see it.
So first of all, tell me about your characters.
You start.
Nick is a guy who's having a bad moment in life, you know, just sort of a lot of things falling apart around him and his life, and yet I think he's sort of the guy who we were talking about last night. I imagine him as sort of a bit of like the middle child, a little bit, you know, in this group of friends, a little bit. I mean, Alex is sort of the, you know, the central organizing, you know, guy in this group of friends, but Nick sort of ends up being the middle child that goes back and forth between the parties and kind of has to put on a happy face, even though he's, you know, tears of a clown a little bit. Yeah, and ultimately, you know, it seems like he's trying to untangle his own situation, you know, kind of via everyone else's in a way, you know, or avoiding and or untangling his own situation by, you know, applying himself to whatever is going on with everyone else. But a fantastic character to play and a dream job all around as a, from an acting standpoint.
Alex is a guy who is recently married, has just had a pretty abysmal failure of a play that he had written. And he is, you know, I think what has happened is, you know, the stress from the play and has put stress on his marriage, his new marriage, and there's some sort of, like, doubt about what, you know, what's, he's just not feeling comfortable in his life. He's feeling like everything's wrong, everything's, and a little bit wants to get out of it and, you know, try to, I don't know, maybe he's in the wrong place, and maybe I'm not in the right place where I'm supposed to be, and trying to figure out where to go next, what to do next, what's the next move. And then this girl that he's met, who's Helena, shows up with a couple who come to the house for the weekend, and all of a sudden he starts to fill her with his hopes and dreams and...
something shiny, something.
Yeah. And, she definitely takes his attention, and you know, it's like anything. You know, you know, drinking, drugs, you know, sex, you know, anything that'll get you out of yourself seems like a good idea. And so he can focus on her, and he sort of lets his relationship go with his wife temporarily.
Yeah, well, Ultimus is a great guy, I would say.
A great guy that most people
very sympathetic character.
Yes. I was just told by some woman that she hated my character.
Really?
Yeah. And I guess I sort of understand him, because, you know, the creepy, like, because I'm like so obsessed when she first gets there, I'm trying to look at her every year, and then I go with the binoculars, which I just thought those things to me seem just. Yeah. Like, funny and, like, real. I mean, not that it's not real.
Yeah.
You know? I, how many times have I done something so I could check out somebody's ass?
Yeah.
You know, I
that's
did
why,
it
that's why I wear sunglasses all the time.
I mean, totally.
That's why sunglasses were invented. Yeah. So how do you go about casting these guys? When they walked into the room, did you know immediately?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have a pretty good idea. Paul, we got through auditions, he came in and he read, and I think we brought him back to read another character. And like, I mean, we knew we wanted to do something, but and it just became clear that he was Nick. And then Lee I had known for a while, but just for whatever reason didn't make the connection. So he never did audition. And after 5 weeks of looking for Alex, Alexa said, you know, you should meet Lee Dirksen for the role. And I was like, huh, yeah, that might be interesting. And then he came in, and then as soon as I saw him and talked to him for 10 minutes, it was, you know, there wasn't even the need to really have him read. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. So.
How did you guys go about approaching your roles?
Well, you know, it was interesting. We had, there was a dinner we had where I met, we rehearsed like Dominic, Paul, and I, right?
We got together and read a little bit.
And it was funny, when Paul and I met, I mean, instantly we had this, like, connection, you know, it felt, you know, we just got each other's sense of humor and everything. So, you know, it just as we went on and we met people, and you get on the set and you start hanging out with people, you know, it's, and, you know, I'm no stranger to the character of a man who is not sure if he's in the right relationship. So, you know, I had a lot to pull from in my fucked up love life. Yeah, so.
I felt like it was one of those, I don't think I've ever done a movie, at least, that was, you know, such a true, like, ensemble piece. And that my experience was just that, the, you know, the character, like Lee was saying, like, grew for me a lot out of the relationship with him, because, you know, that relationship is sort of central to, you know, to my character. And then, oddly enough, and I just think this is part of, like, just maybe serendipity or just the genius of the casting, but, like, somehow, you know, we had a very short shoot, everyone sort of, you know, housed in the same little waiting area up there, no one's off separated, the trailers, you know, and that whole thing. So it's like, everyone just spent a lot of time together very quickly, and somehow you just kind of, like, everyone, you know, so it's totally corny acting, but everyone kind of became their character, or they had some aspect of their personality that was so their character, and this somehow, you start to relating to people in a way that informs your own character, and just, and then, you know, it's this type of thing where you're, well, next thing you know, you're rolling, and it just kind of, I don't know, I found that I found the character through, like, my relationships with a lot of the other characters, primarily with him, because we hit it off. You know,
also, I'd have to say, with Melanie Lynskey.
Yeah, she's clear, truly. Yeah.
I mean, and she and I also had an instant connection, and I, it's one of the truly profound relationships I've ever had on film, you're working with her, it was incredible. You know, yeah. I mean, you're fantastic. But I have to say, you know, it's rare when you work with somebody who you can't, you know, I don't know, man. She's a fantastic actress, and I trusted her, and we worked, I mean, well together.
Preparation-wise, you know, we didn't really do that one read for an hour or so.
Yeah, I was going to ask about rehearsals.
No rehearsals. And not even really a lot of discussion. I mean, I really wanted these guys to do their own thing and trusted that they would do their own thing, and they did their own thing. And, you know, beyond, like, memorizing the lines, mm-hmm. and showing, like, really just figure out who their character was, and then sort of figure it out on the day, too. And,
yeah. Because, I mean, it looked like they had known everybody had known each other for years. You know? I mean, just...
So what's remarkable to me is the fact that, I mean, how... I never felt rushed. It was a 12-issue. We just keep on
really
moving for any less time than that. And yet, this is a movie that is so sort of, like, expansive, and there is so much of space in it. And yet, you know, I mean, it was as if, you know, I watch it, and it looks like we had all the fucking time in the world to make this thing.
But you know what, too? What really helped the character stuff and the feeling that there's all that history is that there isn't a lot of exposition in it. You're not, there's no character explaining. I mean, there is, he does explain to Helena, like, how we know each other and mm-hmm. the Don thing, but but generally, you know, there isn't, like, you know, there's, it's all, it's, it feels, the script felt like, oh, these people know each other really well, for the most.
Some advice for actors. What do you guys,
in terms of what?
Just what's young actors coming up, you know, anything, some tidbits of information.
You know, two things. One is I always suggest to young actors that if they haven't taken a Meisner class, they should take a Meisner class, because I think that is... I didn't take it as the first thing, but that is an incredible way to learn how to listen and to how to respond. I had a funny moment the first time I got cast in this movie, Point Break, and I was terrified going, because I had done a bunch of plays in New York, and you know, that was about it. I did a couple days on Ryan's Hope, some stupid movie in Montreal. I love Montreal. But on my way to work, I was terrified that, you know, I was like, fuck, what if, you know, what if I can't fucking hack it? What if, you know, what's going to happen? And this is a big budget movie, and I might be a charlatan. And then I got on set, and people didn't know their lines, and everything was running behind. And I was like, you know what? I don't need to worry about it. I'm fine. Yeah. So, you know, I would just say, you know what? If it's what you love to do, this is something my brother said to me when I was really young, when I was going through, like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? If you love it, you'll do it no matter what. If, you know, I had to wait on tables for a long time and do plays with my friends that I didn't make any money at, and only other friends come to see it. And, you know, if it's what you love, there's nothing like it.
I'm not going to tell you that.
And that's cool. Oh, and send me a dollar.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Lee, Paul, and Joseph. And thank you for listening. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/dailyactor and find us on Facebook, facebook.com/dailyactor. And, as always, keep coming back to dailyactor.com. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.